Today's daf is Avodah Zarah Chaf Tes, and I'd like to dedicate today's daf in loving memory of my grandfather, whose yahrzeit is today, Chaf Ches Shvat. So we are five lines from the top on Chaf Tes, Tan Rabbanan. Hamekiz dam v'lo yoichal ches gimel beiz shin. So if you did bloodletting, you shouldn't eat the following things. Rashi says, Gor's going to say, ches gimel beiz shin, chalav, right, milk, Kvina, cheese, batzalim, onions, and shechalim are is cress. So you shouldn't eat these foods. Lo chalav, lo kvina, lo batzalim, lo shechalim. Okay. Im ochal, but if you did eat these things, so Amrabai, it says, what do you do? Naisei reviosa dechala, you should bring a revius of vinegar. Ureviosa dechamra, and then you should have a revius of wine. You should mix them up together and then drink this mixture. And then afterwards, when you have to relieve yourself to go to the bathroom, you should only do this on the eastern side of the city. Why the eastern side? Because it's going to have such a strong odor, it's going to be offensive, and therefore the wind doesn't really blow the way. Rashi says, "Lo yifne el b'mizrach shalir shiruch mizrachis ein chazok." It's not such a strong wind. Kitadan below Yachpor, the Gemara says in Balabasra, "Ein osin bursaki." You can't make a tannery el b'mizrach shalir. That's because it also the bursaki, the tannery, has a very foul odor to it. Maseches Brachos, Hayoshein Mizrach Gorno Domo Birosho, Shiruch Maravis Mevia Olav Umasukanhu. So again, that's why you do it on the eastern side of the city. Omer Yoshua ben Levi, Malin Unkali b'Shabbos. You're allowed to lift up the Unkali on Shabbos. What does that mean? My Unkali. Omer Rabbi Abba is Tumcha Deliba. It's the edge of the ribs that are near the heart, those that sometimes bend inward, and then you're allowed to lift them and straighten them out into their proper position. My asuso. So what exactly is the cure for someone if your unkli are knocked out of shape? So you bring maise kumona. Kumona is like a cumin, right? The word even sounds like it in Hebrew. Kavaria. So what's the kavaria? Rashi says, one second, Kain kaf egov. So it's, you know, this isn't an herb itself, this is how much to take of it, right? Vininya is a type of mint. Agdana is a wormwood. Vitsese is this type of, I don't know exactly what it is exactly, I apologize. Vadosa is a hyssop. So you take this concoction, you put it together, right? So this is so good that it talks about what it could help with. Liba of your heart, bechamer, you take this with wine. V'simonach, remember this, v'yayin samach levav enosh, because wine causes the heart of man to rejoice. L'rucha, if you have a type of ruach, like a wind, right? B'mai, then you should drink this with water. V'simonach, remember that, ruach elokim rachefes al pnei hamayim, that the ruach of Hashem is hovering over the face of the water. Lakuda, if you had after childbirth, so then b'shichra, you drink this with beer. B'simanach b'kado al shichma, that her pitcher is on her shoulder. Rav Acha b'reid Rava shachik luhu 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 b'hadi hadadi. He ground all these up together. He took a handful and he mixed it and he drank it. V'shakile melo chamish etzba ase v'shasile, and he took everything between his big finger and his, like, his little finger, like his thumb and his pinky, right? And then he drank it. Ravashi, oh wait, I'm sorry. Let me go back a second. Yeah, Ravashi shachet kol chad v'chad l'chudei v'shachim melo etzba rabase melo etzba a zutarti. I read that wrong. Ravashi is the one who took all five by themselves, ground up, and then he held it between the two fingers. Omer of Papa on avde l'chol hane v'lo itasoi. I did all these things and nothing happened. Ah, the Amali Hahu Tayos, until a certain Tayos is an Arab, he said, I see Kuza Chadata Umalye Maya. What you have to do is you bring a brand new jug and then fill that up with water. Urame be tarvada the duv sha the tali le be kochve lemacher ishte. So you have to put honey that's been outside, right? Meaning illumined, illumined by another stars, and then you could dream from that, right? Abihochi, I did it, the itasoi, and then I was healed. So this is just another riot for we had saying that all the refuahs that are mentioned in the Gemara, says the Maharil, are bodok, they work. Just that they, the reason why we don't do this, we don't know how to do that. The riot, he was trying to do it himself, and the Arab has to come along and teach Rav Papa the correct way to do that. So unless a person has an accurate Mesorah, which we don't, then that's why we don't rely upon these Lamaisa, why we don't use these types of refuahs nowadays. Okay, continues now, Tan Rabbanan. Shisha Devarim, Merapinus, Achole, Michalio, Refuasun, Refuah. There are six things that heal a person, and their cure is a permanent type of refuah. Ve'iluhain, Kruv, right, cabbage, Utrodin, are beets, Umei sisin yevesha, water that's in this dried type of chamomile, right? The kevas, and if you use something from the stomach of an animal, the heres, the womb of an animal, the oseres hakovid, and the lobe of the liver. V'yishomim, some say af dogim ketanim, even small fish. For the not only that, elish dogim ketanim mafrin umarbin kol gufo shel adam. It's like a pur vu over here. It causes the entire body to grow and be healthy. So now, once we talk about the things that heal, and the Gemara says the opposite, or the corollary, I guess we'll call it, Asar Devar Machazirin Es HaChoyle V'chalyo V'chalyo Kasha. So there are 10 things that return a person to the sickness, and it becomes even worse than it was originally. Ve'iluhen, these are the things, HaOchel Bosor Shor, if you eat meat from an ox. Says Rambam in Hilchos Deos, in Perek Dalad, he talks about the importance of eating healthy. So Rambam Perek Dalad Halacha Tes says Yeshma Chol Shehem Roim Biyoser Adma Od Vroy LaAdam Shul Ochlam LaOilam. There's certain types of foods that one should not eat. He gives a whole long list of them: Kagon, Hadagim, Hagadol, Hameluchim, Hayashenim. Right, these big salty old fish. I'm not going to go through all the list, but the Rambam says about the importance of eating, and then later on, same Perek, but in Halacha Tes Vav. Where is it down here? So Rambam says, no. Vachil, there it is. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's in this. Vachil is gasa. I'm reading the middle. Vachil is gasa leguf kol ha'adam kemo sam hamaves. Right? That achil is gasa, eating, translated in a gluttonous way, is like sam hamaves v'hu ikar lechol ha'chaloyim. This is the main type of all. Bad eating habits is the major cause for all sickness. I was surprised. I was listening to a shmooze, a halacha shir by Zev Smith Shlita in Borough Park, and he said over that the number one sickness that's preventable, that people bring upon themselves, is unhealthy eating habits, even more than cigarettes. Poor eating habits cause so much sickness, and he was very stark against one example he gave was like these called supersized drinks, where you know the 64 ounces or whatever it is, it's pure sugar. He says these it's unhealthy and it should be prevented. But the Rambam says it first. The Rambam says that the major cause of sickness is uneating health is not eating healthy. Okay. So now, continue being with the roof. The first one on the list was the basar shor. Shuman is fat. Basar tzli is roasted meat. Basar tziparim is bird meat. Beitza tzeluya, a roasted egg. V'shachlaim, this cress. V'tiglachas, and shaving. U'merchatz, and bathing. U'gavina, and cheese. V'chovid, and the liver. V'yishomrim, some say, af egozim, even type of nuts. V'yishomrim, some say, af kishun, even cucumbers. Why are cucumbers called by the name Kishuin? Right, perhaps we're familiar with it from the person who's the minimum wage is called the Shomer Kishuin, the guy who just sits around watching the cucumbers grow, right? So why are cucumbers called by this word Kishuin? Mipnei shehem kashin lecho gufo shel adam kecharavos, because they're so kash, they're so harmful to the body, like a cherev, like swords. Then the Mishnah said, Ve'ein mistaprin mehem b'chol makom. You're not allowed to have your hair cut by a goy b'chol makom, any place. Tan Rabbanan, Yisrael ha mistaprin migoy roa b'mara. If a goy is giving Jew the haircut, then you should have a mirror in front of you while he's cutting your hair. The goy ha-mistapen mi-Israel, the goy who's having his hair cut by the Jewish barber, came and she'agia livlori, so when he gets to this, translated like this, forelock, shomate is like the word shmita, he should release esyado, he should stop. He doesn't cut anymore because that part of the hair is very strongly associated with the avodah zara. So therefore, he's not allowed to cut that part. Amar mar, Yisrael ha-mistapen mi-goy, rob mare, so he, if a Jew is getting his hair cut, he should look into a mirror. There is a shaila in the posting whether men are allowed to look in a mirror bichlal. Why would that be based upon? Because maybe it's associated with a woman's garment. But lamais, if there's a tzorech, the poskim are makil. Person's allowed to use a mirror to adjust his tefillin. He's allowed to look himself in the mirror before he has to step outside to make sure he looks put together. That's fine. That's not what the kapada is for a man using a mirror. So again, heichidami, what's the case over here though? What's the case of the yid is holding on to the mirror? Ibershus harabim, sifrim shus harabim, salamli maras. What do you need the mirror for? That's not going to help, right? He's not going to hurt you. He's not going to hurt you if there's other people looking. Ibershus hayochim, if you're in private, kiro my haves. If you're private, just you and him in a mirror, what's the mirror going to help? So Mara says, no, la olam bershus hayochim. The cases where you are in a private domain, came into Ikamarib, when he sees that you have this mirror, Mischazik Adam Choshev, he makes it look, he thinks you're an Adam Choshev. A normal person doesn't have that. A normal guy back in the day, so you cut my hair, so you mess up a little bit here, mess up there. Okay, so who cares? It's not the, like, you know, it's not the big deal. But since I'm not so makpid on my personal grooming, but if he sees you're holding a mirror to make sure everything is cut nice and neat, oh, this must be a Choshev guy, that he needs to have his hair put together just right. So therefore, when the goy sees that in the private domain that the yid has a mirror, that's going to put enough of a fear, he's not going to try to do anything inappropriate. Okay, the morning is a maisa. Rav Chana bar Bizna have mistapim migoy b'shvile din Nehardoy. So Rav Chana bar Bizna was getting his haircut in one of the side streets of Nehardoy. Amale, so the barber says to him, Chana Chana yoiko eich lezuga. He says to him, Chana, Chani, your throat is appealing to the razor. Meaning he's like threatening him. So Amar, so Rav Chana Bizna says, Tesili, this was coming to me. Da'avari, I was over Adivrei Rabbi Meir. I was over in the words of Rabbi Meir, who Remeir held it again that you're not allowed to be goy cut your hair in any place. So here he thought, the Mosin explained, he thought it was allowed in this particular reason, in this particular case, the Mosin explained why. He says no. Before he gets to the explanation of why he did this, the Mosin asks, only Remeir? Ad Rabbonim lo avar? But what? He wasn't also over what the Rabbonim says as well? When the Rabbonim said that you're allowed to have a haircut, you were allowed to only have the Rishus Arabim. Pshus Yochi mi Omer? Did they ever give you a heter to have your hair cut by a goy in a private? So Husover explains, Husover Shvile din Nehardoi Kevin Ishchiche Rabim, since a lot of people were walking around there, even though it was like a side street, therefore Kivshus HaRabim Domu. It was similar to be a public place, and therefore he thought, according to the Shita of the Rabbonim, you would have been allowed to. The Chacham would have allowed you to have a haircut there, because that's like Rishus HaRabim. So that's why he said, no, I was only over, this is coming to me, I was over on the member of Rabbi Meir, right? So then the Brisa goes, Goy hamistaper miYisroel. If a goy is getting his haircut by a Jew, kevin shehegil valuso shamidas yado. When he gets to the forelock, he has to stop his hand. He's not allowed to cut that because there's a connection to avodah zara. So the kama, right? How much space do you have? How far in advance do you have to stop before you get to there? So Amarav Malkio, Amarav Ada bar Ava, shlosha etzbos lechol ruach veruach. Three etzbos, three finger breaths on each side, right? We always like to point out that when they're giving measurements in the times of the Chazal, they used physical body parts. It wasn't Shaykh talking about in terms of inches, right? Or feet, because you had to use a body part. So a tefach, a hand's breadth, an amma from your thumb, from your elbow, I mean, to your little finger. Here it's by the etzbos, from your fingers, because these were things that people could think. They didn't have rulers to measure. Someone had to give a measurement, a shear. How much do you have to stop? It gives it here by the etzbos. Om Rav Chanina Bered Rav Ika Shpud Shvachos Vagumos, Rav Malkio. There are three halachos about these things. What are these? These were all according to Rav Malkio. So what are these? So the shpud is like a skewer. That's a halacha the Gemara in Beitza has on Chavches, that if you were using it on Yantav, so when used to roast meat, but no longer has kezias anymore, you could still move it, even though it's mukta, right? The case of shvachos is a halacha in Kesubas, that even if a woman has many maidservants that can do all of her household chores, she still should do something, because the Gemara has two different deos over there with a woman all alone without doing any work that can make her go insane or could lead to znus. So therefore, she should still do some work. And gumos are types of hair that grows on a girl with a simon whether she has a maturity or not. So these all go according to Rav Malkiyo. Beloris, Eifar, Mikle, V'gvina, these halachas, these three go like Rav Malkiyo. So that's the way that Rav Chanina, Rav Ika learns it up. Amar Rav Papi learns differently. Masnisin, Umasnisa, Rav Malkiyo. Anything that's from a Mishnah or anything that's in a Braisa, those are said over like Rav Malkiyo. Right? Shmait, so anything that's Shmait means it's something that's not a Mishnah or a Braisa, it's like a standalone halacha, that's Rav Malkiyo. Right? And how do you remember who's taught what? Besimona, Masnisa, Malkasa. The Mishnah is a queen, Malkasa, so that's like Mav Malkiyo, right? Because his name sounds like in Aramaic, so it's the way of saying a queen. So my Benayhu, so what is the nafkamina between Rav Chanina Bare, Rav Ika, and Rav Papa? Ika Benayhu Shvachos. So the difference would be about halachos. According to Rav Chanina, so the halachos said Rav Malkiyo. And according to Rav Papa, there's Tarav Malkiyo. And therefore, because that was it's really a machlokis in the Mishnah, the order there is in Ksubs on Samacha Aleph Amid Beis. Okay, now we get to on the top of Amid Beis over here is a quite a long Mishnah, so we'll start it. Elu devarim shel goyim asurim v'isurun isur hano. So the following things are osur, they belong to a goy, and there's an isur hano in meaning that you cannot get any benefit from them. And the Gemara is later on is going to speak out all these different things. Hayayin, right? So wine is the first one. Chometz. Shogoyim, Shahaya mitchiloso yain, right? Vinegar that belongs to the goy was originally wine. Vecheres hadrioni, cheres like klicheres is like an earthenware thing. It's from Hadrian. Veoros levuvin, and the skin or the hides that were torn opposite the heart of the animal. Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, depends. Bizman shehakeres shelo ogol, if it had a circular type of tear, that's when it's osur. Right, moshuch, but if it's a straight type of tear, that's mutter, because the goyim would only use this type of heart if it was taken out in a circular type of cut. Basar hanichnas la'avoda zara mutter. Any meat that went into a house of avoda zara is mutter. V'hayotze osur. Right, if it came out from a base of avoda zara, it's going to be osur mipnei shehu kaziv chemesim. It's like it was brought the korban brought to the ziv chemesim to idols. That's Rebbe Kiva's halacha. Haholchin letarpus, a person is going to this festival of idolatry. Osu laseis velaseis imohin, you're not allowed to do any business dealings with them. Vahaboyin, but those who are coming from it, then it's mutar. Mutarin, you're allowed to do business with people who are coming from them, right? But not on the way going. Nodos hagoyim b'kan kinehim v'yayin shel Yisrael konus behen. So you have these types of wine skins, these jugs that belong to a goy, but they have a Jew's wine is in them. So then asurin v'asurin isur hana. It's also to the Jew, and it's even an isur hana on them. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Okay, v'chachamim amrim ein isurun isur hana. Nope, there isn't an isur hana on these. Then continue with not only the wine but grape products. Hachartzanim. These are the. What's it called? This the grape seeds. Vahazagin. The zag is the skin. Shall go in. These belong to a goy, right? This is what's left over after the grapes have already been crushed to make the wine. Asurin v'surin isur hana. They're osur and they have an isur hana on them as well. Divrei Meir. V'cham omrim lachin asurim. If they're wet, they're moist, then that residue would be osir. Yevashim, but if they're all dried up already, in that case, according to Chachamim, mutar, and you would be allowed to get enough from it. Umurias, that's it's like brine, fish brine. Vigvinas base unkayayal shogoyim, and this type of cheese of base un yaki, this place, okay, that's the cheese, that's aser. Asur v'isur and aser hana, it's aser, and there's also prohibition on getting hana, divrei meir. Ve'chacham omrim ein isur v'isur hana, and this is not an item that's prohibited to get hana from. Amar Rebbe Yehuda, Sha'al Rebbe Yishmoel es Rebbe Yoshua, k'shahay mahalchim b'derech. They were walking along the road, and Rebbe Yishmoel asked Rebbe Yoshua a bunch of questions. Amalo, mipnei ma osru gvinos ha-goyim. Why is the cheese from the goyim aser? Sa'amar lo, so Yeshua answered him, v'pnei shema'amidin osa b'keva shel nevela. Because in order to get it to become into a cheese, they put, I think that it's the enzymes, I believe, it's a ma'amid, it causes it to curdle. So where do they put that? They put it in the stomach of a nevela, right? And then that already, it puts the tam into there, and therefore it makes it aser. So Amalo, so Bishmuel said, one second, Valho kevas ola chamura mikevas nevela. An ola is a korban. We're much more machmer on that than we are on a nevela. Amru, and we say like this, Kohen shedaita yofe, right? Shorfo chaya. So a Kohen who literally, shedaita yofe, means that his mind is like pretty, or it's delicate. It's a euphemism. It means a Kohen is not too particular and not really repulsed by things. Then he could eat the stomach of this while it's still raw, right? V'lo hodilo, but they weren't masking to him, right? Aval amru ein henin v'lo moalin, that you can't get any benefit from this, right? And but if you did get any hana from it, then there's no isra or me'ila over here, right? So according to both opinions, though, getting a hana from the stomach of the ola, it's not usr deraisa, right? Since the halach allows it for the ola is more strict than by a nevela, so why would you tell me the nevela is going to be usr, but the ola is mutter? So that's the kasha that he had back. So Amar lo, so Rabbi Yoshua says to Rabbi Yishmael, "Mipnei shema amidin osab kevas egle avodah zara, because they put it to be as a ma'amid, as a, to curdle it in the stomach of the calves that are used for avodah zara." So Amar lo, so he said back to Rabbi Yishmael, said to Rabbi Yehoshua, "Im kein lama asruhu bahana." So if that's true, then why isn't there an iser hana on the gavina, right? All you said is it's also you can't eat it, but you can't. There should have been, according to this, if it's really avodah zara, then in fact, what's it called? There should be an iser hana as well. So this is interesting. He doesn't answer him directly. L'chor, at first glance, he doesn't give a straight order. He says he seal the dover acher. So instead of answering Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yoshua, he diverts him to a different thing. Almost asks him a question. Yishmael. So the Ben Yehoyada points out that you see that he didn't yet have smicha yet. He called him Yishmael by his first name. Heich atakore. How do you read the pasuk in Shir Hashirim? Kitovim dodecha miyayin. Do you read it that way, which is dodecha, or do you read it, which would be your love is better than wine? Oh, ki tovim dodayich, right? Is it lashon nekeva, that your love is better than wine? So if you're learning that lashon zachor, that's a reference to Hashem. But if you're learning in the second way that's a nekeva, then that would be a reference to Klal Yisrael. So Amalo, Rabbi Yishmael says back to him, you should read it in the feminine, ki tovim dodayich. Right? Your love is better than wine. So Rabbi Yeshua says, Amar lo, ein hadavar kein, not true. Right? Shahare chaveru melamed alav, it has another pasuk that comes right after it and says, L'reich shemanecha toivim, your ointments, your shemen, you have a good smell, good fragrance to them. So that pasuk, which is right after it, is Lashon Zachor. And therefore, we can see from here that the previous one also must be Lashon Zachor. Right? Some of the Forshim ask, well, why do you have a raya that way? Maybe it could have been the opposite. You could say that from the first pasuk is Nekeva. Okay. But again, it's interesting. Instead of answering the question directly, you know, he changes the subject. You know, sometimes people don't want to answer. They get, you know, schlugged up, or they don't know. So they go, let's talk about something else. So really, that's not pshat. That's not at all what's going on over here. There's a beautiful comment. Ben Yehoyada explains Hi, dehisil dover achir. Right, the fact that he diverted his attention, v'lo dover achir. Right, nearly b'siatish shmaya shadover zeh shayech le'inyan zeh. No, it wasn't. He was changing the topic. He was answering him in a indirect way. Kidarsha Rizal later on, and the Gemara has on Lamed Hayim Aleph, al pasuk zeh. Amru Knesset Yisrael Ribonish Olam Arevim Alai Divrei Doidim Heim Divrei Soifrim. The words of the Rabbonim, the Divrei Soifrim, Yosim Yenish Torah. I love that more than the wine of Torah. Vahatam, the reason for that, Ta over al Divrei Torah Yischaiv Malkus. The person is over a lav, you get Malkus. Over al Divrei Chachomim, but if a person transgresses what the Rabbonim told you to do, Chayev Misa B'dei Shemaim, it's even a much more strict punishment. Hayin Shegozer Kein Hashem Yisbarach Kadei Lechazek Divrei Soifrim. The reason why it has a much more stringent punishment, a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim, is because Hashem wanted to be mechazik the rabbonim. Shlo yeh kal be'eni ha'adam lavar aleihem. Right, it shouldn't be very light in your eyes to transgress with the rabbonim. But only will say shahagoyzer hu adam kamoni. What do you mean? I'm a human being. He's a human being. God, what God tells me to do. Okay, I understand. God and I are not on the same playing field. But I'm a human being. He's a human being. So why is his words better than mine? V'lama yeh ma'idala. Why do I have to be maskim to him? Masha ein kein divrei Torah ein tzrichin chizik. That's why, beautiful yesod as to why we don't say that you need chizik. You would have thought it's, you know, many carries, we are stronger than them. The Tzafik derais lechumra, Tzafik derbanan lekula. But no, you don't need chizik on the derais of lechein, therefore. Tovim etzli divrei dodim shehem divrei sofrim yosim yenish l'torah. That's why the words of the rabbonim are even sweeter than me than the yenish l'torah. Ve'im kein memele muvan hatam ashu malim teshuva hadover min Rebbe Yishmoel. That's now the pshat of the answer. Heinish the kavonoso bezeh lasos chizuk the divrei sofrim. His answer over here was to show the chizuk that Hashem has for the Klal Yisrael has for the words of the Rabbanim, the chash pen yizalz lebam b'shoyimim hatam. Right, if you hear the reason for this, v'yal lebelivam ezi hirchu b'ze hatam, you start second guessing it. Maybe that reason doesn't apply. You know, that's why we know that in general, when gezeiros the Rabbanim are made, the reason is not revealed right away. Because if you tell somebody, they're always going to be they'll outsmart the rabbis. Right? You tell me I can't read a Megillah if Purim falls out on Shabbos. I don't bench lulav if Sukkos falls out on Shabbos, the first day. Chauffeur, no problem. I'll outsmart the rabbis. I'll just leave my chauffeur in shul. I'll leave my lulav in shul before Shabbos. No, low plug. We don't make any chilukim. We're not trying to, you know, backdoor ourselves in this. Then continues Ben Yehuda Lekach. Therefore, Armelo She'elu Pasuk Zeh. That's Bedavka why he picked this Pasuk. Right? He asks him, how do you read it? Ki tovim dodecha miyayin. Right? Beautiful. Mipnei ki ha'pasuk zeh yesh tam lahastaras taima. Right, the Gezeira, this is showing the reason why the reason is hidden. Okay, he's going to explain more later on when the Gemara elaborates upon this on Lamed Hey, but a beautiful thought to end off with a chizik for the Divrei Rabbanim. Again, today's shir was Le'ili Nishmas, my grandfather, Olav HaShalom. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.